We went downstairs to have lunch with Ferguson. She was very impressed by the hotel and the splendor of the dining room. We had a good lunch with a couple of bottles of white Capri. Count Greffi came into the dining room and bowed to us. His niece, who looked a little like my grandmother, was with him. I told Catherine and Ferguson about him, and Ferguson was very impressed. The hotel was very big and grand and empty, but the food was good, and the wine was very pleasant, and finally the wine made us all feel very well. Catherine had no need to feel any better. She was very happy. Ferguson became quite cheerful. I felt very well myself. After lunch, Ferguson went back to her hotel. She was going to lie down for a while after lunch, she said. Along late in the afternoon, someone knocked on our door. Who is it? The Count Greffi wishes to know if you would play billiards with him. I looked at my watch. I had taken it off and it was under the pillow. Do you have to go, darling? Catherine whispered. I think I'd better. The watch was 4:15. Out loud, I said, tell the Count Greffi I will be in the billiard room at 5:00. At 4:45, I kissed Catherine goodbye and went into the bathroom to dress. Knotting my tie and looking in the glass, I looked strange to myself in the civilian clothes. I must remember to buy some more shirts and socks. Will you be away a long time? Catherine asked. She looked lovely in the bed. Would you hand me the brush? I watched her brushing her hair, holding her head so the weight of her hair all came on one side. It was dark outside, and the light over the head of the bed shone on her hair and on her neck and shoulders. I went over and kissed her and held her hand with the brush, and her head sunk back on the pillow. I kissed her neck and shoulders. I felt faint with loving her so much. I don't want to go away. I don't want you to go away. I won't go then. Yes, go. It's only for a little while, and then you'll come back. We'll have dinner up here. Hurry and come back.